Hey everyone, Brian from All Day Ruck Off here, and today we're going to be talking about the GoRuck DIY Quarantine Star Course. Again, just want to start out, say, hope you're staying safe out there. Hope your family's safe. I hope everyone you know is safe. Most people listening to this know I live in the outside of Seattle area, and things have been pretty crazy over here. I mean, we had the first case in the United States. They just, as of beginning of this week, closed schools for the rest of the year, so my five-year-old won't be finishing up kindergarten. Kind of taking all that in, processing it. There's a lot going on, a lot for my family to deal with, and so I assume that there's probably a lot going on in your area too. So I hope you're doing well. I hope you've got a good support structure, and really, I just hope you're staying safe, staying healthy. Event companies have been canceling a lot of events coming up. GoRuck's canceled, pretty much all their standard events. They're doing the star courses virtually. And they just released this DIY quarantine star course, which is kind of a fun idea. I've completed a Star Course 50, that 50-mile event they put on. I've completed the 15K and the 10K from the Sprint series. So I've done a couple Star Course events. I figured in this episode I could talk about some things that you can do for the DIY quarantine star course. Maybe make it more fun for you. Maybe make it more fun for the people you're doing it with. And maybe give you something to think about that you might not have thought about as it relates to this whole quarantine situation. You're listening to the All Day Ruck Off podcast, episode number 148. Thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much for downloading this episode. Truly appreciate it. We're going to be getting into kind of some general ideas around the quarantine star course. Then we'll be talking about what the star course event is, what you need to complete it. And then finally, we'll be getting into 10 tips that should make this a more fun event. Numbers 9 and 10 are my favorite. I didn't put them at the end to make you listen to this whole episode. That's just kind of where they fall in terms of the whole process for the star course event. They relate to doing this with your friends, with your family, doing it with kids. So I hope you stick around and listen to those ones. Having a two-year-old and a five-year-old myself, I definitely wanted to cover that. I know up here where I'm located, all the parks are closed. All the stores are closed. Restaurants are just doing takeout. You know, everything's pretty much shut down. There's a lot less people on the streets. So things are quite a bit different than they were a couple months ago. Before we get into the 10 points that I want to talk about for the DIY Quarantine Star Course, I figure I should talk about, you know, what this event is. It's put on by GoRuck. It's free to do, but if you want a patch or you want a shirt, you can buy those separately. I think the patches are $9, the shirts are $25. All of that's available on their website, but again, none of that's necessary. GoRuck's put together over 150 cities worth of Star Course packets. And most of these came from previous events they've run. So if they've ran an event in your city or in a city nearby, they had a Star Course packet for that. They've made it available online for you to download. So you can download the hit lists and you can do this quarantine Star Course on your own time. If you don't know what the Star Course is, it's basically a point-to-point ruck. You get this list of locations. You have to hit every single location and get back to your start point within a certain amount of time. Generally, the locations are not in the order you want to hit them. So you want to spend a couple minutes, figure out which direction you want to go, figure out which way you want to hit the points so you can do it in the least amount of distance, and then save that somewhere so you can reference it later. Things you'll need to complete the Star Course event. You'll need a backpack. You'll need weight. Doesn't need to be a GoRuck bag, doesn't need to be ruck plates, especially if you're someone who's new to rucking and new to all of this. Don't feel like you have to buy an expensive backpack off their website or expensive weight. You can easily use whatever backpack you've been probably using for work. Probably not using that for work right now, unfortunately. And then for the weight, you can grab some canned goods out of the pantry and grab some heavy books. It's pretty easy to make 10 or 20 pounds between those two types of items. So you've got your backpack, you've got your weight. You're going to want to bring water, either in a water bladder or a water bottle. You're going to want to bring enough for the distance you're doing. Like I said, most places are closed, so you're not going to be stopping places to refill water. Most parks are closed. food. Again, most places close, so you want to bring everything that you're going to need for this event. Finally, I highly advise you bring a cell phone. If you're doing some of the longer distances, bring a battery backup just in case. With a lot of stores closed, it's not like you can just walk in somewhere and use their phone. So make sure yours is fully charged when you leave the house, and possibly bring a battery backup if you're doing something longer like the 12 mile. If you decide to go out to GORAC's website and download one of their Star Course hit lists, it's all ordered by city and state. I noticed there's one out for Seattle, but there wasn't one for the town that I live in. I'm not going to drive 20 miles into Seattle to do the event. I feel like that's a terrible idea because I'm not going down there for work. You know, I'm supposed to be staying home or in my general area. So GORAC's actually put together a way that you can submit your own Star Course events. I went on Google Maps, found some spots that would make a good 5K and make a good 12-mile course. I submitted those to GORAC, and that's what I'm planning on doing. And that's really because the idea behind this is the DIY quarantine Star Course. It's not the travel 20 miles, travel 50 miles into a city Star Course. So you're supposed to do it where it's convenient to you and where it makes the most sense. So I think I've done a decent job there setting up what this event is, the gear you need for it. And again, there's going to be links to all this in the show notes, as well as a link to GORAC's Drive where they've got all those maps out there. Now we're going to get into the 10 points that I kind of wanted to talk about as it relates to the DIY quarantine Star Course. And I thought it was originally going to be 7 points. As I was writing them down, I kept thinking of more, ended up with 10. So it's not like I had 10 in my head and then tried to fill it in. It just kind of ended up that way. The first thought I had as it relates to the virtual Star Course is when you're route planning, when I'm going to do mine, I'm going to route plan smart, not fast. And what that means is I'm going to be looking for roads that have sidewalks on both sides, roads that are less traveled than other ones, so that I can maintain distance between people. You know, if I'm walking down a sidewalk and it's a 45 mile an hour road on one side and it's just a fence on the other side and there's a group of people coming at me, it's hard to maintain that 6 foot social distance. So when I'm going to be going through this, I'm going to be route planning through neighborhoods, places I know where the speed limit is 25, where you can ruck in the middle of the road if you need to. You know, sidewalks, quieter streets. You're not out there competing against other people. It's not a race. So in my opinion, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to be safer, not faster. So this isn't going to be my fastest 5K or 10K Star Course time. I don't know if I'm ever going to beat, at least in this area, the times that I did with Harvey, the 15K and that 10K, because we pretty much ran those. I'm going to be rucking this smart, not fast. And I think in the end, that's going to be a safer choice. Supposed to be getting out there, supposed to be training, supposed to be having a good time, supposed to be enjoying the weather, not supposed to be getting sick. The second point, location and time are important. Be safe. Another safety one here. With the majority of cities shutting down, no one's going into Seattle for work. For the most part, downtown areas are just empty at night. Things aren't like they were a month or two ago. I don't know where you live, so I can't speak to that. But again, I live just outside of Seattle. I've been reading reports on Seattle. As of Friday, April 3rd, the number that I saw going around the most was that burglary cases were up 87% over the previous 4 weeks. As all these stores are closing down, there's more opportunity, obviously, because there aren't people watching the stores. So that number was from West Seattle, Capitol Hill, which is kind of east of Seattle a little bit, just up the hill, is 17% increase. Overall, Seattle has seen a 21% increase in that kind of crime. Not good numbers. I'm not saying that the city is actually more dangerous than it was before. It's just definitely something worth noting. If you're planning on doing this event and you generally ruck at night, just make sure that you double check the wait points. Make sure they're in good spots, you know, safe spots. You're not rucking through any dangerous areas, because there's a good chance that there's going to be next to no one else out there when you're out there rucking, if this is at night, and even some locations during the day. So make sure that your course is safe. Make sure your spots are safe. And if the map just doesn't seem safe based on the locations it's having you go through, submit your own to GORAC and just do that one instead. the majority of the maps they have on there right now are all based on cities. So I think it's going to be pretty cool, actually, to get some smaller towns submitting Star Course waypoints and kind of showing off the best spots of their areas. Point three, if you're doing it solo, be safe, obviously, because you're out there by yourself. If you're doing it in a group, then stay a safe distance away from each other, unless you've been quarantining together. But if you're getting together with a friend to do this, you know, don't share anything. It probably doesn't have to be said, but you know, if you're bringing an extra sandbag, don't share a sandbag. Don't share food. Don't share water. Make sure you're both good to go before you head out there. Because worst case scenario, right, is the person you show up to has COVID-19. They're not showing symptoms. Pass it off to you. You go back. Then you meet up with a parent. They've been quarantining. You think you have been. And then you end up giving it to them or you give it to someone else in your family. So that's not the end game on this. It's not the break quarantine Star Course. It's the, you know, maintain quarantine. And just to follow on with this, when you're out there, if you are going to go in a small group, then make sure to just be cognizant of everyone else out there, other walkers, other runners, other ruckers, maybe even. I've actually seen more people out rucking in the area I live now than I ever have before. So I think that's pretty cool. But when someone's coming past you, make sure you get single file, pass safe, and just be smart. Fourth point, bring enough everything that you don't need to stop anywhere. Again, tons of places closed. And even if they aren't closed, you really want to avoid any unnecessary contact with anything. Bring enough water so you don't have to stop and resupply water. Bring enough food so you don't have to stop and resupply food. Make sure your phone, anything you have, is properly charged so you're not trying to find a place to charge it. Make sure that when you leave the house, you can be self-reliant on everything you've got. And the nice thing is the distances here, 5K, 10K, 15K, and 12 miles, really not that long. So it's not like you have to bring a ton of stuff. Bring a couple liters of water, bring a sandwich, a couple protein bars, and I'm sure you'll be good. Number five, the points can be modified. So if there's a point on your list and it's in an area that's closed, it's not accessible, then just choose a close location to it and hit that instead. Really, the thing that matters most with this is the distance and probably the number of points. I'd argue it's mostly the distance, but I think the number of points is kind of a factor in there as well. So just make sure it's somewhere close. Make sure you still hit the total distance at the end, but don't do anything illegal to try and hit some point that's been closed because of COVID-19 and get yourself a nice ticket. Totally unnecessary. And this has been said multiple times on GoRock's website. This isn't just me saying, be safe, be smart out there. You know, they've officially said, don't do anything illegal. Replace their points with points that make sense if you need to. Item number six, know the time limits. GoRock's put them up on their website. The 5K is 2.5 hours, 10K is 3 hours, the 15K is 3.5 hours. And the 12 miler is 5 hours. That's should be plenty of time to get any of these done. A 5K in 2.5 hours, you only have to be moving 1.25 miles an hour. 10K in 3 hours, it's like 2.07 miles an hour. So just over 2 miles an hour, which as a pace, I mean, that's slower than a 29 minute mile. 15K, you're at 2.66 miles per hour. So still, we're over 20-minute miles. And then the 12-mile in 5 hour, it's 2.4 miles an hour. And again, over 20-minute miles. So there are time limits, but they're very, very generous. And that kind of goes back to the previous point, you know, be safer, not faster. You've got plenty of time to do this, plenty of time to get the distance in. Just make sure to be smart about it and know your time limits. One thing you might have to factor into this that you wouldn't have to at a traditional Star Course event is the whole changing points. If you get somewhere and it turns out it's closed and you have to quickly modify your map, find a spot that's, you know, next door. It's just one little thing that can take a little bit of extra time. Probably shouldn't be that big of a deal, but just something to think about. Number seven, if your location doesn't have a course, then create and submit one. If your location has a longer course, you can base yours off that. You can start subtracting points until it's the distance you want it to be. So if your city has a 12 miler, but you want to do a 10K, you know, that's pretty easy. Plug all the points into Google Maps and just start deleting points until you're close to a 10K distance. There's a ton of different tools out there. I use Google Maps when I submitted mine for my local town. It was really easy. I knew which points I wanted, put them all in there as a multi-point direction. Ended up being quite a bit over, so I just started deleting points until it was a 5K distance. And then finally, if you are using Google Maps, and I believe a few other maps have this option as well, just make sure walking is checked on. Since you will be walking this, the nice thing about Google Maps is it knows some of the trails, so it'll have you take those. But more importantly, it just makes sure that it has sidewalks on the majority of the roads that you're on, because no one wants to be walking on the shoulder of a 45 mile an hour road or get routed on a highway. I'll never forget when I used Google Maps at one of the Star Course events, didn't select walking, and it told me to go on I-5. Definitely not going to be rucking at 60 miles an hour or 70, depending on the time of day. So just make sure that you select walking, because that's what you'll be doing. Once I selected walking, it was perfect. Routed around I-5. Gave nice clear directions, and I was able to get everything done. Number 8, everything for this event is on the honor system. GoRuck's not checking anything. You don't have to send pictures to anyone. You don't need to tell anyone that you're going out to do this, what your time is. You don't have to submit anything. It's all on the honor system. The purpose of this is to get out there, get some miles in, have fun, and just kind of give yourself something to do, to think about that's not this quarantine, not what's going on right now. And, you know, just give yourself a nice little break. And so, at least for myself, if I can understand the purpose of this event, to get outside, to exercise, have some fun, then really everything else kind of falls in place. If you get back to the start point, your distance is a little low and you're feeling bad, then ruck up and down the street. Numbers 9 and 10. Go hand in hand a little bit together, and they're the ones that I'm most excited about. Number 9, get either your family or whoever you're quarantined with involved. These distances are low. GoRuck said on the website that there's no age limit on this. So you can bring your kids. You can do this with your spouse. You can do this with whoever you're holed up with right now. You know, get outside, have a fun time. This is a chance for your kids to actually earn a GoRuck patch. If you're someone who does a lot of events and you have kids, then, you know, they've probably seen you come home with the patches. And I know mine think they're pretty cool for 10 or 15 minutes, but this is a way for your kids to earn a patch as well. That's something I'm pretty excited about. I have a 5-year-old, I have a 2-year-old. I'm excited to get them out for this. I realize that they might not be able to do the full 5K. So at some points I'm gonna have to carry them, totally fine, but I think they're gonna have fun with it. I realize that, you know, especially for my family, we're not all used to being home 24/7 at the same time. My daughter's 2, she goes to daycare. She hasn't been to daycare in 3 weeks. She's incredibly social, so she's not really thrilled with this being home all day, every day thing. My wife works downtown Seattle. My son goes to kindergarten. Everyone's routine has been really messed up by this. And so I realize that everyone's kind of on edge. And so as I'm thinking about this, getting both my kids out together for either a 10K or even a 5K, there might be a lot of time for them to be in close proximity, especially when they've been close proximity for the past 3 weeks. So this could be a really fun way to get one kid out one day, one kid out another day, spend some time with them, give them a break from their siblings, give them a break from inside. You're going to be out there with them, so you can make sure that they're not running up, touching other people's dogs, giving people hugs, grabbing all the stuff that's out there, potentially getting sick. It could just be a ton of fun and a way to spend some more time in a unique way with your kids. Knowing my kids, rucking isn't something that they're excited about. That's fine, because they're 5 and 2. I can't imagine any 5 and 2-year-old getting super excited about this. So what I've done in the past is you kind of like make up a mission surrounding this whole thing. And here's my plan for what I'm going to do, at least with my son, probably with my daughter too, because she follows her brother around quite a bit. But they're just in awe right now of the parks, because the parks in our area are just caution tape all over. It's like someone had to bring up one full row of caution tape to every park and use it. All the slides are wrapped up. Just everything's wrapped up. The entrances are wrapped up. There's signs everywhere saying the parks are closed. And they're such rule followers. And I told them this, you know, the park's closed because of coronavirus. You can't go play at the park. We drive by the park one day and there's two people there playing tennis. And they're just screaming in the back seat. You can't be here at the park. You can't play. The park is closed. Dad, you got to call the police. You have to call the police and tell them there's people playing at the park and the park's closed. And it was the funniest thing. Like, they just couldn't believe that there are people there not following the rules. And I know tennis, you're not really close to each other, but at the same time, you're probably still picking up and touching the same ball. So I don't know. I'm not going to make a call on whether it's okay to play tennis at the park or not, but my kids were going crazy. And it was the funniest thing. So the map that I've put together is kind of going to be this park patrol where we have to go to these four different parks that are all within walking distance. It's going to be just over a 5K total. We have to go and check and make sure that the caution tape's still there and make sure that there's no one playing at the park. And I'm excited about this because every single time we drive past the park, every single time we walk past it, they're just looking for people. And they ask about the other parks in the areas. And we've actually, I mean, it's gotten bad because everything's closed. There's nothing to do. I've driven with them to these other parks, at least on one occasion, just to check to make sure that there is caution tape indeed there. And so I think that they really get a kick of this whole, this is our mission. We've got to go and do this. And it will kind of give them more to this event than our goal is to move 5 kilometers in 2.5 hours. Let's go. So if you're planning on doing this with kids, I mean, adults, you probably don't need to make up something fun or adventure-y for them. Maybe you do. I don't know. But for kids, come to them at their level and know that, I mean, at least if you've been in Washington State, if you've been in some of these other states, that they've been cooped up for weeks. And so make it a little extra fun if you can. The 10th and final point, this kind of falls in line with doing this with kids, doing this with friends or family, is be flexible with the amount of weight that you are giving to them. So if you're over 150 pounds, you're supposed to ruck with 20 pounds. If you're under 150 pounds, you're supposed to ruck with 10 pounds. I'm not giving 10 pounds to my 2-year-old or my 5-year-old. In traditional Star Course fashion, those are the weights. 150 pounds or over, if that's your body weight, then you bring a 20 pound plate. If you're under 150, you bring a 10 pound plate. Star Course rules also say that you can take weight from your team members and carry it. You just have to start the event with the weight and end the event with the weight. If we're going to be big rule followers on this, my kids will have 10 pound plates. I'm taking those plates and putting them in my ruck. My kids are not going to be rucking with 10 pounds. Maybe we can load up some snacks in their pack. They can carry their water bottle, they can carry their juice, they can carry granola bar, maybe pack some jelly beans, something fun, a nice treat when we're out there, but they're not going to be carrying a ruck plate. So that's the official Star Course rules, is that you can take weight from your teammates, you can carry it during the event. Does that mean that if you want to do this with your kid and you both want to earn patches, that you have to carry 20 pounds plus 10 pounds per kid? Probably not, but this is an honor system event, so you can make that call. I'm not going to be here making it for you. Reading through the comments on this post on GoRuck's website, Emily's been very active there, posting responses to any questions that people have. And she closes pretty much every single post with, stay safe, be safe, have fun. And I think that's really just driving home the point of this whole event. Go out there with the intent to have fun, the intent to get some miles in, the intent to give yourself a mental break from everything else that's going on around here. Share your enjoyment of rucking with someone else. I mean, pretty much everyone I know is stuck at home these days. So I'm definitely going to be emailing out the Star Course event that I put together to people in my area who I'm friends with, who I know go for walks but don't really ruck. Maybe they'll have some fun with it. I sure hope so. And if not this week, then maybe in a week or two when they've gotten even more bored from being home with the quarantine. Our stay-at-home order is at least through the end of April, I think even the first week of May. So I'm sure at some point they'll run out of things to do and they'll give this a shot. So that's what I've got. The 10 points for the DIY Quarantine Star Course event. Again, Gorik's selling patches and shirts on their website. Links to all of that in the show notes if you want them. Not required to do the event, obviously, but they're there and they're pretty cool. Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast. This has been episode number 148. If you want to check out the show notes, alldayrockoff.com/148. Links to everything that I talked about here. I hope that you got some good information out of this. I know a lot of people have done Star Course events, but I know that there's also probably an equal or greater number of people listening who haven't done an event. This is a great way to try out what the Star Course event is like. Obviously, it's not identical to an actual Gorik Star Course event, but if the Star Course is something you're interested in, this is a good way to figure out if it might be something you want to sign up for. When you show up to those events, the cadre at the designated time, he's generally checking his watch, will give you the list of points, very similar to the ones that Gorik has on their website, nearly identical probably in some cases, and you have to plot out the route, finish it up, and get back there in the time frame to earn your patch. The sprint series, although it's called sprint series, you don't need to sprint it. You can just ruck it. It got that name because it's the shorter distances, the 5K, 10K, 15K, and that traditional Star Course is that 12 miler, 26.2 miler, and the 50 miler. I did bring up the time for one of the points in this because at the real Star Course events, the time is real. When I did the 15K and the 10K with Harvey, we finished that second event with 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes to time. It was crazy. We did the first 15K in an hour and 45, and then we did the second 10K and I think about 1:10 because we were pretty beat. Definitely didn't have time to go out and do the last 5K, but we were there with the cadre at the end. He's watching his watch, and the second it hit noon, he closed the lid on the box of patches, and that was it. There was a team that showed up a couple minutes after, and they did not get patches. There was a team that showed up 40 seconds before he closed the lid, and they did get patches. They've definitely been serious with the time frames, so you can use this as a good example, a good training plan to figure out how long it takes you to plot a route out. Anyways, I hope you found some use out of this podcast. And if you have suggestions, if you have ideas that you're going to be implementing for this, I would love to hear them. You can always reach out to me, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayrockoff.com. If you want to support the podcast, you can always leave a review, either on Apple Podcasts or on Facebook. Just search for All Day Ruck Off. You can also support through the online store, alldayruckoff.com/store, or through Patreon, patreon.com/alldayruckoff. Couple extra bonuses for supporting that way, but again, this is a crazy time, so make sure that you're looking out for you and your family before you're out there supporting me. I do want to take a quick minute to say thank you so much to Daniel for supporting on Patreon. Truly appreciate it. I want you to know that it really does mean a lot, so thank you so much for doing that. And thank you, the listener, for downloading this podcast. I hope you're doing good out there. Hope you're staying safe. I can't wait to talk to you next week. And as always, don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive. And thank you again for tuning in.